We are learning Mesechta's Moed Katan, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting a brand new parak, the second parak of Moed Katan, Misha Hafach. We are continuing the lachos of Chol HaMoed. We will mention some Havelos to Galachos also here. We'll get into Havelos more in the third parak. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Hafach Azeisav. The way you make olive oil is, the first they put all the olives into this big vat called a maton, and from the pressure of all it's sitting there, it gets warm, and it gets softer, and it gets ripened, and afterwards, they press it. So here, Hafak Zesami, they loaded up all the olives into this big maton, this big keli, v'ir evel, and it became loyaleinu oval. Oval is not allowed to do malacha, he's not allowed to work. Oval is not allowed to work in the shiva. So now, he has everything sitting in the maton, and it's going to be a hefsid because he can't work anymore. Or, it was before Chol HaMoed, before Yom Tov, and he piled it up into the maton, and he had ha'inus, and he couldn't work before Chol HaMoed. Now, on Chol HaMoed, you have a whole vat. Or he hired Pilum to crush his zesim, and they ran a wolf on him. So he comes Chol HaMoed, and he has a whole vat full of zesim. So there's two cases, really. Either he had a vat on in the middle of Shvat, and he gets a avelus, or it was before Yom Tov that he landed up with a vat because it was ha'inus, or because Pilum fooled him. So what do you do? The Rebbe says, you do the first pressing, and these a few, when you make olive oil, you press it a few times, we do the first one, and then you leave it the rest after Moed, because now it's not a hefset anymore. The Rebbe Yehuda. You can finish the whole job. You finish it off, even could close up the barrels. Because once it's mutter v'dav avid, the whole thing is mutter. Like we have a four machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what's the halacha by Dava Avad? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do the shinui, so you can't finish off. Then that's the shinui, you're not finishing it off. Masha'in Kain, Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to finish it off. So that's the pshat in this machalikas over here. So, like the Gemara, if you realize the Mishnah only told you what to do by a mayid, it says, what happens by an evil? What's the halacha there? Pasach by evil, v'sayim by mayid, you start off with a case of avelus, and you end up with mayid. It's more than two pshatim. Omer Rav Shisha, Breid Rav Ida. Idi, Zayis Meres, Nevarim Avtarim Moed, Asum Rei Evloi. State da that even though Dava Ovid is Mutter on Chol HaMoed, but he may Evloi Dava Ovid is Aser. Why? Because Ovel is Derabonon and Chol HaMoed is Tzad Deraisa. So we're more Makbid on Derabonon than Deraisa. Why? Because we want to give Chizik to the Rebbe. That's the Pshat. So Rav Shesha holds that Avelus, you cannot do, the Ovel himself cannot do a Dava Ovid. Rav Ashi, I'm Loyim Boy coming. No, Loyim Boy. Loy, opposite. It's much opposite sorrow. Loy boy may evlo the rabban uvashari evo which only rabban of course is mutter dava avid elafilu b'moyed osu malacha is malacha de medaraisa even though Chol HaMoed which is osu deraisa makom seida shor rabbanon rabbanon umatir makom seida so here from this gemara pastor smash man the Chol HaMoed is osu deraisa we know we spoke at the beginning of Moed Katan place we're showing him if the osu malacha or Chol HaMoed is deraisa or not this would sound like the deraisa so if you're the ones who hold the rabban you have to say just a smachta it's more chav it's ikur from the Torah there's something here from the Torah what. Both pshat say the same is that this is the rise of the Rabbanon. Shalot, do you give more chizik to Rabbanon or more chizik to Raisa? That's the Rav Kamina in the two pshat. Now I'm smoking a carrot, yeah. Zok to Gemara, so Rav Shisha holds that on a veilus you cannot do malacha yourself, dava ovid. Zok Gemara, Tanya kavasei the Rav Shisha b'rei Rav Idi. Elu dvarim asuyin le'evel, b'mei evloi. These are the things that are oisim le'evel me evloi. These are things other people could do for the oval. This would be the riot to Rav Shisha right here. The Brisa says that an Ovel, if he has a Dava Ovid, he can't do it himself. But someone else can do it for you, which is also a Chiddush. He can have business done for him in Avelis, but he can't do it himself. With Dava Ovid, someone else can do it for him. What's the example? Zeisav Hafuchim, if his Zeisim are sitting in the big vat, to Ununloi, they could crush it for him. Vikadoi, if he has a Kad, log if they close it for him. Upishtonoi, Lahalis Man Mishra, they could take it out of the, they used to soak the flax, the linen in these big vats, take it out. But Samuel has Mayura and used to cook up the tzemer, the wool, in order to color it. You like to take it out. Rashi learns what it means like this, that every week someone else gets a turn to water, to use the water to water his field. And if he's a misser this week, you're not going to have the water, so it's a dava of it. So therefore, you're allowed to water his field for him this week. Others say it means tam, in a case where he needs water. But like upon him, in dava of it, someone else does it for you. Rabbi Yehuda, Avizayin leSoda near, veSoda imeres lePishdom. Another case that's hefsit if he plowed his field and he's supposed to plant, and now he came avel ovel. Someone else can plant for him. Same thing, a soda that's made for Pishdom came time to plant, and he's ovel. What do you do? Someone else can do it for him. Arul said to him, no, you can't do it for him. Why? Because it's not Dava Avid. Lo Yisiz Rabim Chir, it is Raifel. You don't do this week, you can do it next week. So it won't be the earliest crop, it'll be the latest crop. But there's no head to do that. And Lo Yisiz Rabim Chir, this is Menacha. If you're not going to plant flax, you'll plant something else a week later. So don't say that it's called Dava Avid. Rav Shimon Gamil Eimer, Zeisav Afuchim, Be'in Sham Uman Elohu. Let's say you have your Zeisim in the Matan, and the only professional around is you. Or Kadi Logov, we want to close the barrels. Ve'in Sham Uman Elohu, you're the only one who's around. Pishton Lahazman Amisha. Or to take out the flax from the water. Ve'samr Lahazman Ayer, or take out the wool from the pot. Ve'in Sham Uman. Yeah. Ve'in Sham Uman Elohu, he's the only one who is ready to do this. Then he could do a Betzina. Kids like this. Dava Avod has to be done with this Acher. If there's no one else besides for him, he could do it privately. And it's a big shaila for Shimon Gamliel if the Tanakama argues with Shimon Gamliel. That's for sure. Shimon Gamliel holds the Tanakama, like Toy speaks out. But Afa Gav the Shimon Gamliel, now Moida of the Rav Sheisha Breder of Idah Asura Me Evloi Moida. He's Moida reading Toysvus. The Master of Shimon Gamliel Moida Heched Ein Sham Uman Alhu the Shari Uvet Sina. But the question is, does Tanakama agree to this? That's a machlokes in the Rishonim, I in the Rosh, the Ritva, and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shimpei, which is Hilchos Avelus. Yes, I can Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yes, I can mean like this. Sometimes even by Rabin, he could do something. Yes, I can Rav Shimon Gamliel. May Uman le Rabin. If he was a Uman le Rabin, then let's say Uman le Rabin. Usually means someone who is a bloodletting, Vesapa or a barber or balon or a bath attendant le Rabin. Vegia Ace Regal, and it came time for Yom Tov. Ein Sham Uman Elohu. And he's the only professional around who could do this. He's the only one available to do this work. No one else is as capable as him. So then the halacha is, Hareze Yasa, then he could do it, even by Rabim. Because this is, Rashi says two reasons. Rashi says, first of all, there's a hefsid, also Tzarkei Rabim. Tzarkei Rabim, it's mutter to do it. Zok the Gemara, right, of other cases of Avelis. Other cases of Avelis. There's something called, when people work on the field, there's like three type of sharecropping or whatever you want to call it, leasing properties, called a harisim, the oris, and a chayker, and a kablin. A oris works like this. He leases the property, and he pays the owner a percentage of the crops. That's how he pays for it. A chayker, he makes up, I'm going to give you from the crops 20 bushelfuls, and then it's the risk is less for the owner, and that's called a chayker. A kablin is, he works on the field, but he gets paid a salary. So these three type of workers, since they're working, someone else is an illusion. So even though the worker became an oval, he still has to work. Harisim v'chakim v'akablanim harayel yasu acherim v'shvilam. He can't work because he's an avelus. Other people should work for him. Even though other people now work for him, really, usually chalamayit. Here we allow other people to work for him. Why? Because someone else can get a loss. If it's only himself, his own field, and no hefzid, so minias revach won't help. But here, he's working for someone else. There, you get other people could work for you. Hachamarim vagamalim, guys who drive, they're the drivers of the donkeys, vagamalim, the camels, vasafonim, the sailors, or the captain of the ship, hare elu lo yasu. They should not take work, this is their job, they should not take work while they're in oval. It means their job is a tax driver, they shouldn't take any new work while they're in avelus. Or truck driver, they shouldn't take any new work. But if they're in the middle of a job, and they're driving a truck from California to New York, and in the middle, they become oval. So did they leave the Schaira in the middle of Kansas? No. If they're hired by other people, they should finish the job. So Rashi Bavarns, what do you mean? Maybe just get someone else to do it. Rashi says, Heim la'atzman, Rashi says, lo yafsidu kol scharon, bayom la'afsidu. They're going to lose all their schar if they stop in the middle of Kansas, and the bayom will lose everything. So they work themselves. We said before, by Arisa, someone else works for them. Because Arisa, so it's possible someone else work on the karka. Here, there's no other truck driver in Kansas taking a truck home. So therefore, they can work themselves. Sir Yoim, someone who is only a day worker, and even if he's in the middle of the job, he could stop in the middle of the job, because the halacha is, he gets his schar till half a day, and it's easy for someone to find, it's only a half a day work, they'll find someone for the half a day, or tomorrow they'll find a new guy. There you can stop in the middle, someone should stop in the middle when they're in the oval. Sir Yoim, even though it's a different city, no one knows you're oval, no marasayin, lo yasa, should not do your work, because it's the Isser al Malach and Avelis. If someone else gave you something to fix, gave you a computer to fix, even though it's bekablonis, lo yasa, you should not do it. So this is a very hard word. Even a kablonis means like this. There's something called a schir yoyim and a kablonis. Kablonis means, I give you something to fix, and you fix it on your own speed, and give it back to me, and I pay you. So here, someone gave Reuven a computer to fix. And Reuven's a kaplan, because when he finishes, he gives it back. If he's an avelus, it says, even though it's a kabbalanus, he shouldn't do it. And if not a kabbalanus, other kabbalanus can date on me. If I care, kabbalanus is his own job, that's up to him. So of course he could wait. Mashenkin, if he's hired by the hour, that would be worse. So what's the lesson? So Gemara says, yeah, you have to change it. Ela ema bein kabbalus, bein she'en kabbalus layas, he shouldn't do it. It's not a kabbalanus, so maybe he should do it right away. Teretz is, because even when it's a schir yom, since he can finish it later on, it's not such a problem. But the Ramah speaks out that let's say it's a loss for the owner, if you don't get it done today, then he could finish it off. If someone else doing work in your house, you were doing construction, fixing your closets in your house, and Reuven became Avil, but he wasn't doing the work, he had a few guys doing work in his house. The halach is, you got to stop. You got to stop it, because people will think that either you're helping out the malacha, or you told him to come in these days, and therefore he has to stop. He's doing work for you in a different house, and it's kablonis, then they could do it. It means he bought a house somewhere in Kansas, and he's having construction done there, you know, rehab. That can continue doing if it's a kablonis, and he didn't tell him to do it. Maryam Berei de Ravin, Omar Berei de Rav Acha Berei de Rava, these two people, they had a shutvis. Havlehu Gamla de Tura. They had this, the pier of oxen that they plowed together. They plowed in pairs. And one ox was owned by Maryam, and one was by Mar Berei. Israel Milsa Mar Berei de Rav Acha Berei de Rava. Mar Berei de Rav Acha became an oval. Well, Paschal Gamli took away his ox. And now, the other fellow is like left without any work, because you can't do the work with one ox. Amrav Ashi, Gavaravi Kamar Berei de Rav Acha, Ovid Hachi, did that? Needle Pshay de Lechayish, good, you don't give Yom Pshay, the Chayim Lechayish. Let him use your axe to work. Even though you're right, there's a mitzvah, Shisis Behemtoi, Midrabon on Avelis, but here it's not for you, he's doing it for him. Let him at least make it, he's not Ovil. Vatayim, you should continue doing it when it comes to loss of someone else. So Gemara answers, Vusava Odom Choshev Shiny. When it's Odom Choshev, then you have to stop because people might not realize exactly what's going on. I think they made a shutvis on while he's available. So therefore, they have to stop if it's Adam Choshev. This is very negay if someone has a partnership in a business. They own a grocery together with someone else. So let's say one of them becomes an Oval, could the other one stay open? Because they're both making money. So that's a big shayla. If it's Adam Choshev, he shouldn't do it. And therefore, the best thing to do, usually in that case, is that he sells the other guy his chalik in the grocery, and this way, in his business, and that's what it is. What?
I don't have Adam Choshev.
What?
Right.
I wonder how about the people know. Right. But that's okay, I didn't have to do that. Yes, this is a big strong avelus, but do. Yeah, I guess they know Adam Chashev also gives it away, or they don't know he owns that part. They know the other owner. It's a good question. And Chazavelus can't learn on one foot. Fuck upon him. Yeah, that's the end of the Amid.